This is WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Amy Eddings. Forest City Ratner, the company developing the 22 acres over Brooklyn's Atlantic Rail Yard, says it needs two more years to finish the massive arena and high-rise project. It's pushing back its completion date from 2016 to 2018. This as critics continue to wonder whether developer Bruce Ratner has the financing he needs to do the job. The news came during a rollout of a redesign of the first phase of the Atlantic Yards, the basketball arena, and two high-rises. WNYC's Matthew Sherman is with me. Matthew, you told me you considered this a non-event because the changes to the scale of the two buildings was something Ratner agreed upon earlier. Tell me more.
Right. One of the things that Ratner had to do in order to get this past the state government about a year and a half ago was agree to reduce the height of its tallest building, which at that time was called Miss Brooklyn, from something like 620 feet to about 511 feet, so that it would be shorter than the Williamsburg Bank building. Since then, we haven't seen how that will play out visually, if at all. But today we got a glimpse of them, of what that would look like. The reason behind releasing these images now wasn't so much to grab headlines, although they have so far, but in order to prep the public and the press for marketing purposes. Forest City Ratner is going to begin marketing its luxury boxes at its arena later this month and wants to attract a company to rent office space in this new building.
Were there any changes to the second building, Building 2, which I understand is a residential building?
Well, the second building is going to be 50% affordable under this current plan. One of the impacts of reducing the height of the Building 1 is no longer being called Miss Brooklyn because it no longer really looks like a bride, which is...
Oh, that was the prompting of the name Miss Brooklyn?
Exactly. Frank Gehry, the architect, saw one day as he was walking around Brooklyn a woman in a bridal gown and wanted to imitate her with this very tall, slender, flowing image that was going to be Miss Brooklyn. Now it's a lot shorter. It no longer has that name. It's going to be entirely offices. And it's a bit blockier and squarer in shape.
So Miss Brooklyn gained some weight and...
Exactly. Maybe it's more like Mr. Brooklyn at this point.
The second building, though, 50% affordable housing. But has that changed at all?
That hasn't changed. What's going to happen in the first phase is that because some of the condos had to be dropped from Miss Brooklyn in order to accommodate the height change, there will be fewer residential units, fewer apartments overall in that first phase. The proportion of affordable housing will be the same, but the actual absolute numbers will be lower.
You say the headline today about the redesign is that it gets rid of a green roof on the top of the Barclays Center, the arena.
Originally, there was supposed to be a 3.3-acre field, trees, grass, rolling meadows, flowers that would attract migrating birds, among other things, and also retain rainwater. And that was one of the big signature elements of this whole plan, along with the name Frank Gehry, affordable housing, and bringing professional sports back to Brooklyn. It was really one of the selling points. And they can't figure out how to do that technically speaking. They say that they will still be able to retain rainwater by moving those holding tanks below ground. But if you look at the images, what you see is no longer a green roof, a lot of birds and trees, but instead blue metal.
And yet this still could, I think, some of the criticism of the Atlantic Yards project, besides the scale of it in that neighborhood in Prospect Heights, was the impact that it would have on the infrastructure there, including the city's sewers. So if we don't have grass and soil to absorb this water, even though it's going into holding tanks, it still will eventually be released into the city sewer system there.
That's right. They said in a way that the soil doesn't really absorb that much water in the first place, that it was really a function of retaining the water for later sewage overflows. But I'm sure that there will be some sort of minor environmental impacts, less clean air, for example, because there are not quite as many trees. Fairly minor.
We have less than a minute left, Matthew. Briefly, tell me about pushing the completion from 2016 back to 2018. Is that because Bruce Ratner is having trouble getting financing in this credit crisis we're in?
Ratner in the past has actually himself suggested that that is making it hard. But officially, according to a spokesman today, says that they haven't even tried to get financing. They have enough money to do what they need to do right now, that the big problem really is obtaining the property that they need to work on. And that is being tied up because people who own property there say that they don't want to give it up. And this isn't a proper use of eminent domain.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman on changes to the design of Brooklyn's Atlantic Yards. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.